This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now it's a little bit chilly out there. We had some warm up, have a little bit of cold. It's all over the weather. So it's been nice to be able to get out in the garden. I know yesterday, the family and I got outside. Got some time to clean up some of the garden. My wife and I had some plans to get some things done, and our oldest daughter, Katie, was all ready to go help and pick up everything. It's nice to do some cleanup. So it was nice to get outside as a family, right? Get some things done. Just hang out as the family instead of worrying about all the things that are going on in the world right now. We're going to have 4 hours of thinking about other stuff, right? We're going to try and enjoy ourselves with the garden, talk about different things that we can be doing in the garden, and forget about what's going on out there for a little bit. It's not easy, right, to forget what's going on, especially in New England here. But we're gonna try our best, right? You'll hear some of the news. Everybody's all over the news, right? We know what's going on out there. We know what the grocery stores look like. We know what all those areas look like. But let's talk about your garden today. Let's get something to think about that's not so doom and gloom. Let's think about some spring flowers. Let's think about that lawn. Let's think about some great things. By no means am I saying that what's going on isn't serious, but 4 hours of enjoying the garden. Let's try for that today. Get a little bit of enjoyment out of that and forget about what's going on for a little bit. So won't talk about it much today. We're going to talk about your garden. Now, I was out there yesterday, like I said, with the family. We were cleaning up side of the hill we have, and I'm seeing everything start to come through, seeing a lot of green. I'm seeing some of the hostas that we have, and we have a back hill that has just hostas everywhere, and they're starting to pop through. It's crazy to see. We had kind of let this hill go, right? Left it the way it was. It was covered in leaves, covered in weeds, etc. I'll tell you, we started cleaning, and the look of the soil underneath that, oh, gorgeous. Obviously was not our intent by not cleaning to, make the soil look great, but it's amazing what it has done. The soil is nice and rich, thick, and enough moisture, and it was nice to see. So, it pays to not do a little cleaning up in the fall, I guess. But that was not our goal, obviously. But it's nice to get out there and get cleaning out. You can start out there. It's March 15th, but you know, it feels like we're already April, May. Little crazy how the weather's been going. We talked last week, and I was saying, "Oh, don't get too excited. Wait until the forsythia start to bloom." Well, I was at work the other day on Wednesday, and we were walking in the back of the property. And I work at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in Winchester, and if you've ever been to that area, there's this giant ledge in the back of the property. But there's a way to get up there and just walk around. We used to store all of our shrubs in there early in the season when shrubs weren't as readily available to get. And the forsythia that's up there has been kind of growing wild for years upon years. Is budded up. It's starting to turn. You can see a little bit of yellow in it. This was Wednesday. I haven't been up since. I've had some other things going on, but I'm going to have to try and go up there today because got me a little nervous, right? The thing we had talked about was being, you know, waiting for the soil temperatures. Well, let's see what happens there. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into the calls. I got Eric with me today. So, Eric, who's up first today?
You have David from San Francisco wondering if you know about yards being used for filtration.
Okay. David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? David, you there?
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. It's Patrick, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, morning.
Good morning.
Out here in California, you know, it's really important for the salmon. If they're going to spawn in the upstate creeks in California and Oregon and Washington State, that they have, like, really shady, cool creeks. Mm-hmm. If you have open sunlight landing on the creek, the eggs are going to have a tougher time hatching.
Yep.
So apparently, you know, for the last 1,000 years, the shade was so heavy, you could almost, there were trees falling across creeks, and you almost didn't even know a creek was there. And so as they've been opened up, you know, people are still landowners along those creeks, and I'm just wondering, you sure don't want, you know, like roof tar to end up down in the creek, and you don't want, you know, you're going to wash your car, you don't want it washing down into the creek. Have you ever thought about, you know, yards as like filtration systems so that the worst stuff doesn't get all the way down at the creek?
Well, so yards can be used as the filtration system, but it's, you know, you're not going to have success growing grasses, etc., depending upon, you know, what you're using. You know, it would depend on what's being used mostly out there. Now, I would say in a natural area where you're just, you know, fertilizing the lawn, taking care of some things, I see no problem with that. And I see that as a good filtration system because our soil that's in there actually will grip onto some of the nutrients, some of the different things in there, and allow it to slowly go through the soil. Now, you know, depending upon what you're, you know, what you would use, say you would use a synthetic product to spray something, that might eventually leach into it. But if you're looking for, you know, to help the area around it by using and taking care of the lawn, the garden, by using the, you know, the getting the fertilizer started and getting to a point where you don't have to use as much fertilizer, that will allow things to filter through a little bit differently. So I would definitely say that it can be used as a filtration system, and there's ways to actually help build around it. You know, if that's something you want to do, using different layers, using like crushed stone or something along those lines as a mix underneath so that what's not trapped in the soil can go through slowly, get washed away through there. Kind of like in a riverbed, right? The riverbed has all those washed pebbles that are underneath it. Slowly, you know, picking up some of that algae, picking up some of those other things as well. So I think you're on to something there, and I think there are ways to do it.
Well, when they cut down, like, the redwood forests, the worst of the companies used to just, they'd go right across the creek. They wouldn't leave a thing standing. And so the creek would be wide open for decades, and lucky to have any shade in it. And so spawning grounds were pretty much ruined. But so California law made it, I'm trying to think if it was, at first it was like 25 feet wide. You had to have a buffer 25 feet wide of each creek. And they've slowly but surely, you know, fired so many of the forest management people that, you know, it's 10 feet wide and skinnier than that. So when you do a clear cut up a hillside and all that soil is washing into the creek, they at least had a 25-foot buffer. But it's, like I was saying, it's nothing to rely on with those logging companies.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of different regulations added to it as well. Certain logging companies are supposed to replant a certain amount once they clear cut. Some weren't doing it right, but
absolutely
that is something.
Yeah.
That is something.
I saw an example of that. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I hear the music.
Yeah, so I don't want to cut you off because we're about to hit the break. If you want to hang tight, we can. We can discuss this a little bit more, but we're hitting to a break right now. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Join me George Norrie in Indian Wells, California for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Ferrant Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, for the break, we were talking with David in regards to different filtration systems for the yard to be doing, especially some of the areas near creeks. They had a lot of shade more. They had a lot of shade, and then they started getting clear cut, etc. So, interesting to be talking about. And one of the things, I just wanted to add with it was, a lot of these logging companies for years kind of just did what they want, right? And there's regulations taking care of certain things. And a lot of those regulations now, they have to replant when they come through to cut down trees to... the reforestation of the areas. Some of these areas that will clear cut up a hill, they'll slowly do that, but planting is going to help with that erosion control, depending upon what type of tree you're using, etc. You can always start down at some junipers. Junipers will take care of erosion on hills. Those are great ones to do that with that. But continuing that with, different plants to help with that erosion. So it's definitely something that there are many ways to help with filtration systems. They even have it down all the way to, I've seen driveways that now have permeable pavers that you can put into the driveway where water will penetrate and go through to create its own system underneath. You build underneath, you're building a system to catch the water, to bring it back, or to allow the water to go different areas versus just sitting in one area. People will add even heat underneath those driveways, but that permeable paver allows that water to go through and it doesn't puddle. It will go through into the soil, and go from there. So There's a lot of great things you can do with your lawn, your garden, etc., to get that filtration system going. So, great question, great thoughts to really be thinking about. Now, last week we started talking a little bit about soil temperatures on top of, you know, the temperatures outside. You know, we've noticed that some of our plants are starting to push. They're starting to bud up and flower. Well, we talked about getting cold crops out there and when you can start planting realistically. Well, the temperatures in the soil are still cold. They're still not warm enough to be going. Now, last week I talked about the website Greencast Online. Now, I'm looking at it currently right now, and it's gone up a lot since last week. You know, the five-day average last week was 41 degrees. It's now 48.2. So we're almost at that 50-degree temperature that we're looking to start some of those coal crops, right? But we're not there yet. Currently, it's early in the morning, and it'll warm up as the day goes. But it's 39 degrees in the soil right now where I am in Lowell, Mass., with a, like I said, five-day average of 48.2. So we're getting there slowly. There's a lot of different things that are starting to bud and show color. And I'm a little nervous to be, you know, getting the lawn down or getting the lawn fertilizers, that thing down still. Temperatures aren't warm enough, really. You know, we always say when the forsythia are blooming, that's when you put the crabgrass control down. Well, let's slow down a little bit. Let's think about it. You know, I have I use AccuWeather on my phone as a weather app, right? And I opened it up this morning, and it says snow expected on Thursday. It's probably not going to happen. We're still 4 or 5 days away. It's talking 0.2 to 1 inch of snow in Lowell, Mass. I doubt that'll even happen or anything will stick just the way the temperatures have been. But there's still that threat is the reason why I bring it up. There's still the threat that winter is arrived. We're still technically in winter. So we need to be thinking that way for another week or two, right? It's a little different out there to be thinking, but you know, let's think about the lawn coming soon. Let's get ready for it. So we're gonna take a break here. If you have questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House has once again briefed the public on the status of the federal response to the coronavirus.
Somebody comes up to you, they put their hand out, you probably tend to just shake it. And we're all getting out of that. Shaking hands is not a great thing to be doing right now, I agree. But people will put their hand out. Sometimes I'll put the hand out. You don't think about it. People are thinking about it more and more. We have to think about it. It's important.
President Trump says he's been tested.
I decided I should, based on the press conference yesterday. People were asking, did I take the test? I don't know, whatever it takes, a day or 2 days, whatever it is. They send it to a lab.
he was in contact last weekend with two Brazilians who have since tested positive. Officials in Washington State report 47 employees, half of the staffers at the Life Care Center in Kirkland, have the virus. At least 52 Americans have died in the outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now it's 4 days, 17 hours, 17 minutes, and 30 seconds until spring. Can't come soon enough, right? But that does tell us we still have some time till spring. And we've had some unseasonably warm weather lately, warming everything up. But we're getting ready for that spring, right? We're thinking about what we can do out there and get going. I've had a lot of questions lately. You know, what type of fertilizers can I use for this, that? You know, I have an email that I got yesterday from a gentleman by the name of Dave. He said, what should I use to fertilize hydrangeas and arborvitaes this time of year? Well, so for your arborvitaes, we're using Holytone. Anything that is evergreen loves acidic fertilizer, and that's what Holytone is. So Holytone you'll take to the drip line of the tree. So however wide it is, straight down, you can add that fertilizer into the four like corners of it. You know, make a circle around it, obviously. Make four spots and use the amount that they're asking you for. It'll tell you right on the package how much per height, per everything. Right? So that's what we're looking to do on there. Now, for the hydrangeas, now we can do a couple different things for hydrangeas. We could be using a 10-10-10 fertilizer this spring to be adding to the soil, giving a little bit of all the nutrients to get it started off right. Right, that's what we're hoping to do. Now, from there, you can actually use it multiple times during the season with the 10-10-10. I believe we're looking at every 6 weeks. for this few times during the season. It's not just, you know, not just once and done. Whereas the Holly Tone, you're looking to do it once in the spring and once in the fall. So there's a little bit different there, where if you look at the package, or if you even look at, you know, the onto the website at espoma.com, they'll actually give you some information of how much to use here and there. So you're not just using, you know, whatever you would like, right? Obviously, we've talked about this a number of times, but like the Garden Tone, the 10-10-10, excuse me, the Garden Food, there's a difference between the Garden Tone and the Garden Food. You can actually use this on multiple things. To be using, you know, on individual plants, established garden beds, just that type of thing. So take a look at it, because it'll say right on there how much to use for, you know, for your hydrangeas. You could also be looking at for this using, you know, if you're looking to get some growth right into it, almost push it a little bit, use a 5-10-5. At 5-10-5 with that middle number is going to push some new growth on there. That middle number is a root stimulator type thing. It's the phosphorus is helps with the roots, and then we'll build the better shoots from there. So you could be using that. If you've noticed that in the past you've had issues with your blossoms on your hydrangeas, you could start off with that 10-10-10. And then once you start to see the buds of flowering, and a little bit before that, because you want to actually get it ahead of time, you'll push with some triple phosphate. So maybe that is time to be using a little bit earlier. Backpedaling here a little bit, I apologize. I was thinking of the liquid fertilizer with the triple phosphate. But with a regular triple phosphate, if you're looking to push more growth, more blossoms, more root development right from the start, that's when you would use the triple phosphate. It's got a heavy middle number. Espoma's variety comes as 0450. There are some other ones out there that's like a 0180. You know, so those would add to the plant, get them going off. Real going. So, Eric, we do have a call in there, so I want to get to it. Eric, who is that again? I think we have Lenny from Drake coming on. All right. I know Eric. All right. Lenny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. Well, last year you told me to, in my garden, put the grass clippings in my leaves and let it sit there all winter.
Yep.
Well, I went into the garden the other day, and I see a lot of dead leaves and dead grass. Do I just rake this up now and get rid of it?
Well, so when did you put it in there? About what time of the season?
Probably around November.
Okay.
October, November.
Yeah, you could definitely start raking it out and cleaning it up. You know, some of those areas, you might start to see some nice soil, rich soil underneath it. What
I looked at it, and all my soil is black.
Which is good. That's what we're looking to do. So over the years,
I've put a chicken
manure. Yep.
Manure, and I put, I go to the beach, and I put some seaweed down.
Perfect.
So I've treated quite a bit, you know.
Yep.
It's not a big garden, but I was just wondering. I like to try and keep my garden kind of neat looking. And
yeah.
And look at it now, it's
obviously. So I would definitely get out there and clean it up, right? We're starting to, the sun's moving its where it is in the on the Earth axis here, so we're getting a little bit more sun during the day. We had the time change, so it's lighter out.
Yep.
So starting to warm up that soil. What you've kind of done is you created that layer to keep the soil where it is and keep it insulated for the winter. Now, I'd take everything off and then start working in what you've done in the past. you know, you could rototill in some of that seaweed if you haven't done it already, if you did it in the fall or which when. But you can start stimulating the growth there and getting it cleaned up. So I definitely see that as something beneficial to do.
I've noticed my rhubarb is popping up already.
Yep. There's a lot of different things that are starting to pop a little bit early, right? Take a look at the weather temperatures going forward at night. If you're seeing some major changes at night, where, you know, tonight it's looking like we could get into the 20s. So maybe around the rhubarb is you leave a little bit there to help keep it insulated, because after this, there's not a lot of cold. There might be a little bit of, they're saying ice slash snow, but I doubt by the time they're saying it's coming around, it's going to be there. But just take a look at those temperatures going forward, overnight temperatures, and if you have to, leave some of that in the area around the rhubarb, since it's so it's young, it's more tender to hit that cold. So clean everything else, maybe just leave a little bit in that area just as a protectant, allowing the sun to hit that soil, cooking anything that else is there, and allowing you to really mix it. You could definitely start putting the chicken manure on there. There's a great one out there called Coop Poop that is a nice additive to the soil. to mix into, it comes in a pellets in a bag, 20 pound and 40 pound, I believe. So you could be adding that to the soil at this time. Number of other things once you kind of get it cleaned up. But just, I like to keep an eye out on the weather and see if there's some big extreme changes overnight. Like I'm talking, if it's 60 during the day and goes down into the low 30s or into the 20s. I would look at some of my more tender products, like that rhubarb, you know, it's starting to pop up, right? But we want to make sure it gets that chance to pop up throughout the season. So, you know, early stunting can, you know, make it smaller, etc. So that's why I would say just keep it covered a little bit.
I get anxious. I looked out there in the garden. We have a good 50, 60 degree temperature. I get anxious to get out there and start planting.
Well, I hear you. I started yesterday getting out some of the areas, getting it clean myself. And I'm seeing a few things that were a little bit tender. But to be honest, I have tons of hosta on this hill that we're cleaning. So if I were to lose a couple hosta, I wouldn't be upset. Whereas a rhubarb, where, you know, that's something that you're going to want to take care of a little bit more. So it's about where you're, you know, what you have and what you're trying to get to. I think you can start cleaning up the other areas without a problem because it is nice and warm. But just the planting aspect of it, like I said, the temperatures in the soil aren't warm enough for like our cold crops. We're still probably another week or so away from that. Again, right now, you know, and I'm in Lowell, so we're not far away from each other. The soil temperature currently is 39. It'll warm up as the day goes on, but there's a 5-day average of 48.2. So we're getting there. Cold crops need 50 degree weather to really, 50 degree soil temperatures to really get going in the soil. And so we're not there yet. We're, you know, take a look at it. I think we're about a week to 10 days away, as long as this weather continues, to get that soil temperature to average in the 50s. And that's what we're looking for in that next phase to really get going in the garden. Because it is still a little bit cold.
One last question.
Sure.
My hydrangeas.
Yep.
I checked them the other day, and they're, of course, they're all dried out, but they're, I still have a lot of green in them.
Yep.
Do I cut those down to the ground?
No, not. It would depend on what it is, but I wouldn't cut any of that yet. Do you have blue or white?
I have the white.
The white. So, you know, with the white, you can do some pruning back. Those are the paniculata-type hydrangeas. Those can be pruned in the what they call late winter, early spring, before anything starts to pop up. Now, you know, Are these ones that you've had for a number of years, or?
Couple of years now.
Okay. How big do they usually get for you?
Probably about 3 feet.
Okay. And how have you, taken care of them in the past? Have you always pruned them back?
I just maybe bring them down maybe about 2 feet.
Yeah, so I don't see a problem with that with the paniculata type hydrangeas. So paniculata is the white style of hydrangea.
White puffy.
Yeah, so a lot of times you can actually do it about 30 to 50% cutback. You don't have to cut it all the way down to the ground because you might not get as much growth through there. But try to keep that basic structure. Sometimes you'll notice the lower part is woody. It'll create like a little stem or a couple branching and then come out and then fan out from there. Maybe go to where it fans out a little bit and keep those branches so when you cut them, when they start to shoot out again, there'll be two branches coming from there and make it a little bit thicker, right? So that's how I would look at it. If you want, listen after the break. I'll go a little bit more into pruning of the hydrangea and explain it a little bit so that you can get some more information. Does that make sense?
I'm taking my call.
All right, Lenny, thank you. You have a great day. And listen on the other side. I'm going to talk a little bit more about pruning of the hydrangeas because it's a perfect time to do the paniculata types. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel. Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him It's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Just briefly, and then I'll go into the next caller here, just to finalize some of that pruning with the hydrangea. You know, the paniculata hydrangeas, this is the time to do it. You know, some of the others that might turn a little bit pink in the fall as well. But this is the time to get it ready for the spring. But we want to, with hydrangeas, they'll have a clump at the bottom. They'll start shooting up branches from there. Then they'll get into that next level. You almost see the change in color of the stem. From there, that's above that is where we're looking to prune. There's hormones in the branches. Now, there's a leader that's pushing through. Now, if you cut that back, there's going to be a competition between the hormones that are in the plant to become the next leader. So two will shoot out, and it'll start getting heavier that way. So the paniculatas, those are the types of ones to do it. They grow on the new wood, whereas some of the macrophylla, well, most every of the macrophylla, just about, you need to prune after they flower. And because they will grow on old wood. So I know we do have some more calls, so I want to get right into that. Eric, who's up next?
We have Daryl from Pittsford with a comments about soil testing.
All right, Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I checked with Dan up at UVM's soil labs, ag labs, to verify everything, make sure everything has or has not changed. if you're not lucky enough to get in on your natural alternatives freebie, which you should do first, because you can't beat that. But if you're actually, he told me he's even doing some borderline New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and New York for tests. They won't do loom, though. They'll only do soil.
Gotcha.
First test, main test, whatever you want to have done is $15. That hasn't changed in several years. And if you have a second, whatever else you might have, and you want to have a second test using the same shipment, it's $2. And I think they'll do, three or four tests in a kit like that. And all you got to do is you go to Ag Testing, and that's A-G-T-E-S-T-I-N-G. Of course, it's always that one word. Now, my copy shows that A, an ag, is capitalized, and the first T in testing is capitalized. But we're almost sure it's not case sensitive. And that's at uvm.edu. And you'll get two sheets when it prints out on your computer. And that's the front and back of the yellow form. And everything's on there. You put your name and all your information on one side of the front form, and on the other side, they can put your name. They'll send you a copy of it if you want to help somebody analyze what their output is. I do it around here locally in Rutland County, where our local radio station, WSYB, runs your show every week. And most of the people around here know I'll do that.
Awesome.
And because it's, you read it, you look at it for a while, and your head begins to hurt.
Yeah, right.
What do they mean? What is that? What is that stuff? And, it's once you've seen it a few times, it's not that hard to understand. And you start seeing the patterns of why do I keep getting blossom end rot? And someone goes, it's the calcium. You don't have enough. Well, it's not the calcium. It's something else. And I will tell you what it is if you ask me.
Yep.
But that's the current information. They will do outside the area testing. Still takes about 2 weeks or so right now. And no, you can't put a shovel in the ground because we actually saw grass the other day. And our air temperature is about what your soil temperature is.
Yeah.
So it's still a little cooler up here.
No, I definitely know that. And that's one of the reasons why I recommend that website to check out your soil temperatures. It's doing a lot of that work for you. You can see, it's funny, I look at the map, and you can see the different colors showing how cold certain areas are. Certain areas, like where you're at, you still can't put that shovel completely where we need.
No, you got to get a running start and jump on it.
Exactly.
Okay, hey, you have a great day today, all right?
You too, Daryl. Okay. Thanks for calling, as always. Be good.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take another break. Phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a couple here.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.